Welcome to the Grace Podcast. My name is Aaron.
My name's Peter.
And I have no idea which one this is. I think it's 14.
I think we kind of lost track by this point, but we're just excited that you guys are here to join us, and we're going to be talking about a very interesting topic today.
Yes, and the title of it is The Recipe for a Godly Marriage. When we came up from that title, Pete was bummed that he didn't have his chef's hat.
Yeah.
You forgot your chef's hat.
I forgot my chef's hat.
Yeah. So but this is going to be, hopefully, that you'll watch, you'll feel like this is a
recipe for success.
Yes. And so a little disclaimer, Pete and I have been together 27 years and we're almost married 22.
We just shared our 27th meeting each other.
Our first date. And then our 22nd wedding anniversary is next month.
Yep.
So we've been through some crazy stuff together.
Yeah, I'd say
we've we've really grown up together from drugs, alcohol addiction, living in sin, all kinds of things, to becoming born again 8 years ago together.
Yeah.
Which is a miracle.
Actually, most of our relationship, we were in the dark. We weren't walking with Jesus. So it's just, a short 8 years ago that we both... And so close together, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a miracle in itself.
There's a lot of people that aren't in that situation. So we know that it's been a real blessing that we both found Christ at the same time and he opened both of our eyes.
Yeah, and we have actually encountered couples where one would get saved and the other didn't. And it's
hard.
Tough on a marriage. It really is.
It is.
And we actually experienced a divorce through that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's tough. So it's an absolute miracle that we're still together and God, we held on.
Yeah.
And now it's amazing to see the transformation that Christ has done in our marriage.
Yes.
It's been huge.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're going to start reading scripture right out the gate, and we're going to read Genesis 2 and talk a little bit about how God made man and woman.
Yes.
And marriage.
All right. So Genesis 2, verses 21 to 25. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. And then he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that place. The Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib which he had taken from the man and brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed.
So when we first came to Christ, we realized that spiritually what had happened to us is, in the spiritual sense, we became one flesh.
Hence our ministry name, One Flesh for Jesus.
Yes.
We were inspired by this because we got saved basically at the same time. We felt it was appropriate for that.
Yeah, so yeah. God designed marriage between a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. We were to leave our parents and become one flesh, and with God as our protector and provider.
Yes.
Yes, so, but what happened out of that whole thing? Because he made us on day five. What happened after that?
After day five?
Yeah, after that, with the whole, like, why are we in the mess that we're in? Especially with divorce and sin and death and all those things, so.
Well, we rebelled against God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and...
we didn't trust him. That's really what it comes down to. We didn't trust in what he said, and now we're in this position.
Yeah, so basically what happened, if you're a longtime believer, you know the story. But for those of you that are new to this podcast and are new to even searching for God, God made Adam and Eve. And he told Adam and Eve that you can eat of any tree in this garden, but you cannot eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If you do, you will die. So...
Yep.
Satan came on, the enemy, of mankind mm-hmm. and tempted Eve. And unfortunately, she got the word of God wrong and said to him, you know, God told us not to eat or touch it, which if you read the scriptures, God never said they couldn't
never
touch
said
it.
That.
He said they couldn't eat from it. And mm-hmm. long story short, she wanted to try to be like God, ate the fruit. And then what does she do with Adam?
And Adam, not being the protector that he should be and really knowing what God said and trusting in what the Lord said, he should have stopped right there and mm-hmm. And just told her not to do that. But she did and rejected the apple that she was looking to give Adam.
Yeah, so they both ate it and unfortunately, we're in the position that we're in now. That yep. curse, the ground was cursed, the serpent was cursed, and death came to mankind. We were designed to live eternally yep. with God. So
and strife between man and woman began.
Yes. So I want to read in Genesis exactly what is entitled in the curse.
Yes.
It's not fun.
No, it's not.
So unfortunately, we're, you know, thousands of years from this point, and mm-hmm. we're still dealing with the same thing. Now, when I want to say that it was death, they would die physically.
But really, they died spiritually.
They died spiritually, I should say. Both spiritually.
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spiritually.
Because they
yeah.
physically died too. Maybe not at that exact moment, but their body did die about 1,000 years
yeah.
after that.
Yep.
Yep.
So I want to read in Genesis what God said to Adam and Eve. I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. This is what he said to Eve. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. Then to Adam, he said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. So can you talk a little bit about this meaning here when he talks to Adam and said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying you shall not eat of it. Can you explain what that means?
Well, it's really he put his trust in his wife rather than the Lord, and the Lord is above the marriage.
Yes.
So it comes the Lord, according to scripture, it's the Lord, the husband, and the wife.
Yes. And then also, can you elaborate on your desire shall be for your husband and he shall rule over you?
Yeah. So the desire for your husband shall be for your husband. It's really for his position.
Yes.
And we've experienced that, especially in the beginning of our marriage, the strife that we constantly had. My desire was to provide for the family.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, it always
and,
was,
and
yes.
And have a family, and I would always, we would always argue about, why don't you just trust me and mm-hmm. just let me do what I need to do for the family, for us. But there was always just like, and I couldn't explain it. I was like, what
yeah.
the heck? Why is there this uh-huh. like barrier here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hard. And that's why we want to talk a little bit about how the curse has played out in our marriage. Mm-hmm. And not only that strife and that battle between the two of us for that leadership position.
Yep.
But we also know that this is true because of pain in childbirth. Mm-hmm. I just have to say a little disclaimer. That's why they created epidurals for women. We know that this yeah. curse is true, right? But anyways,
well, and it's just crazy after we got saved, after reading the scriptures, just everything going through life and mm-hmm. just seeing like, wow, this is why it's like this. And this is why we're having issues like that.
Yeah, it was. It was a big eye opener.
It really.
And it's crazy now that I'm a follower of Christ, how the Holy Spirit changes you as a wife and a woman.
And a man.
And, well, both.
Yeah.
Yeah, to see the difference in you in the last 8 years as mm-hmm. a godly leader of the family and protector, it's like, it's really miraculous to see mm-hmm. what he does in a marriage.
And really, this isn't like the man, like, mm-hmm. bossing his wife around. This is godly ordained.
Yeah.
God wanted it to be this way. So by the wife trusting her husband mm-hmm. and the husband trusting the Lord, it's basically the wife trusting the Lord by trusting the husband.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It definitely is.
If the husband is in Christ.
Yes. If right? the husband is in Christ. Yep. Exactly.
Now, if the husband is not in Christ, then there's a problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it can lead to all kinds of problems.
Right.
So we want to talk a little bit about godly submission, because there's like this thing in the church where people are like, why would you say that wives submit to their husbands? And it's not where the husbands are abusing the wife.
No, absolutely.
Or being, well, abusive, hitting, controlling. It's mm-hmm. actually none of that. It's a role within the marriage, so there's peace in the household, mm-hmm. especially peace for children.
Yeah, and everything is filtered through the Word of God. And really, it's the man's responsibility to know the Word and filter everything through his decisions through the Lord. Mm-hmm. Really, that's really what it needs to do, what he needs to do.
Yeah. So let's talk about, like, in Ephesians and the New Testament, what a godly marriage should look like. And we can talk a little bit about that.
So Ephesians 5, verses 22-23. Marriage, like Christ and the church. Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ, so also the wives ought to be to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself up for her, so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and blameless. Let's kind of stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to go through there. But I think it's just like what we were talking about, that that the husband is supposed to filter everything through the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that doesn't mean that a woman is not in the Word. Doesn't mean that.
No, absolutely not.
But I think this is kind of a beautiful picture that I think the man's calling is, the standards are pretty high for a husband.
Yeah.
They have to be willing to die for their wife and children.
Just as Christ died for us.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful I'm in the female role, to be honest with you, because your calling, it's like God had, they had the curse, and what happened with Adam, he's calling born again men mm-hmm. to do what Adam didn't do.
You know, at times, sometimes I wonder, I was like, why would a woman want to be in that role anyways, you know, of what God calls a man to do? It is nerve wracking,
yeah,
because it's a lot of responsibility.
It is a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
So husbands ought also to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ also does the church, because we are members of his body. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I am speaking with reference to Christ and the church. Nevertheless, each individual among you also is to love his own wife even as himself, and the wife must see to it that she respects her husband.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really a mutual respect and love for one another.
Absolutely.
And I think the marriage is supposed to be a representation of how Christ views the believers that are within the body of Christ. Yep. It's supposed to be a beautiful picture. Really, the marriage is supposed to be a reflection to our neighbors and those out in the world of how a new life with Christ looks in a household.
And of course, when I talk about that the woman should trust a husband that is in Christ, I'm also saying that, of course, a wife and a husband need to discuss things and be open about things, you know, like a man shouldn't just make decisions without talking to his wife about anything. Like this is a team effort.
It is a team effort.
Yeah. That's why we're called one flesh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a beautiful thing. I think our pastor described it really well when he was doing a teaching on this. It's kind of like watching somebody do the tango.
Yeah.
Somebody, I like that. It's the husband is leading and the wife is following, but it's such a beautiful dance.
It's a beautiful dance, yeah.
And it really is. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed with our household, with our child and everything, the house is calm.
Yep.
There's peace. Mm-hmm. You know, we used to be, you know, early in our relationship, yelling and screaming at each other.
Yeah.
You know, and that doesn't happen. We listen to each other. We look at it from a biblical lens, like to see the transformation. Of course, it's never perfect.
Well, and now if we have an issue that we're having a hard time both coming to a decision, what do we do now that we didn't do in the past?
Well, prayer for sure.
Yeah, we pray. Yep.
Yeah, definitely. And it's amazing how that like changes things.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't have the answers to everything, but who does?
Yeah.
The Lord does.
Yeah, you know? He does. Yep. And it's amazing how you'll ask Him and He'll reveal things.
Absolutely.
I also want to, again, talk about a disclaimer about abuse. Some use this, sadly, as an excuse to abuse their wives, and that is not cherishing your wife. So if you're in a situation like that, talk to somebody that can help you get out of it.
Yeah.
But and Colossians 3 proves that, because it says, "Wives, be subject to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not become bitter against them."
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is a call for godly men to love their wives like they would love themselves.
Mutual respect for one another.
Mutual respect.
Loving one another just like Christ loves us. You know, it's not difficult. It's actually beautiful.
It is a beautiful picture.
It is.
Yes. And the different roles that he, gives us are beautiful too.
I mean, look at what the woman does that the man can't. I mean, the woman can bear a child.
Yes.
I mean, how incredible is that?
We're designed to be like insane multitaskers.
Yeah.
We're designed to be the husband's helpmate, to do the things that they're not good at, that That's they right. need extra assistance with. And I found in our marriage, just even with our business, me being submitting to the fact that God has called me to be a helpmate and be excited about that.
And sometimes submitting is a difficult word for some people to swallow.
I know. I wish it was something different.
But it's really just trusting in the Lord. That's all it is.
It is. Yeah. Trusting in the Lord for the role He's called us as a husband and wife to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And as a female reading the Proverbs 31 woman, which is like, you know, the pinnacle of what a godly woman would look like, you know, that it, He really does change you into that.
Yeah.
Like it's a woman that, she's in the merchant square, but she's also caring for her children and she's supporting her husband and loving her husband. And there's Christ is the example for the husbands of how they need to, they need to act.
Absolutely.
Which is a super high calling.
Yep.
So we each have our own callings. They're both high. The great thing is we have an awesome protector and a super good example of what it is to be godly.
Right. Yep.
Right?
I think that's great.
Yeah. I think that was good.
Yeah.
All right, so we are so excited for you to be a part of the Grace Podcast.